This episode is presented by Häagen-Dazs. It's love at first bite with the new Häagen-Dazs Dulce de Leche Bar, featuring rich caramel dulce de leche ice cream, swirled with thick, milky dulce de leche ribbons and dipped in milk chocolate. Indulgent? Yes. The perfect way to treat yourself? Absolutely. Find at retailers nationwide. That's Dazs. This episode is brought to you by Bumble. When you want someone compatible, start the search on Bumble. It has the features you need to find exactly what you're looking for, like a 6-foot Aquarius who likes rock climbing and also wants kids, or a runner with a penchant for poetry who loves dogs and wants a serious connection. We know you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Download Bumble today. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Imagine you find something that you love. Maybe you see your friend wearing a cool t-shirt and you're like, oh, I want that. And then they give you the website and you go onto it and it just doesn't feel quite right. That doesn't make you want to buy that t-shirt. A good website is crucial when it comes to selling your product or a brand. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. It's okay if you don't know the first thing about design. You can choose from professionally curated layouts with the Squarespace Blueprint. Squarespace even has AI that can help you kickstart or update your website copy. If you're selling products, Squarespace makes checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment methods. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial and save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain with the code Emma.
Ramble.
Hi, I'm Emma Chamberlain, and this is Stupid Genius, the podcast where I'm stupid and I'm also a genius. Today, we're talking about why do our limbs fall asleep? This is like a pretty common issue for me, considering that I'm always sitting in a weird position. In the car, my leg is up. I like to drive my car with my left leg up. Probably unsafe. Willing to take the risk. Because I like the way it feels for some reason. You know, I was a cheerleader at one point, so I'm still a little bit flexible. My legs are kind of always going around doing weird shit. And when you behave like that, your limbs fall asleep on a consistent basis. I deal with this a lot. I also am someone who sits on the toilet for very long periods of time, mostly because once I'm sitting on the toilet and I'm on my phone, even when I'm done being on the toilet, I'm not going to get up because I'm comfy and because I'm doing things on my phone and I don't want to move. That's another time that my limbs fall asleep. That actually literally happened to me today. I was on my toilet and I was doing some work shit. I can't believe I say that because I'm 17. Yeah, I'm just doing some work shit. That's so annoying. I'm sorry. I mean, it's true. That does not take away from the fact that it's annoying. But, you know, I was like, I got kind of distracted. And next thing I know, I was literally on the toilet for 40 minutes on my phone. The first 20 was taken up by activities, but the next 20 was taken up by activities that did not need to be done on the toilet. That's all I'm going to say. I like to talk about things on this podcast that I'm dealing with, right? Or things that like resonate with me. This definitely resonates with me. Also, not to go off on too much of a tangent, but if any of you guys have ever used a squatty potty, it's like this thing that makes it so that your feet go higher when you're going to the bathroom. Anyway, sitting on that for too long will make your legs go to sleep in a way that God himself has never felt. Oh my God. I swear to God, if my legs are up on there, I don't know if the blood, I don't know why limbs fall asleep yet. That's the whole point of this podcast episode. But like, why does the squatty potty make my legs literally feel like they don't have like cells in them anymore? Like I literally stand up and I've like my knees have buckled before because there's something about the angle of the squatty potty, the way that it makes my legs be and the way that it makes my legs sit that like, I am not kidding. I think that like one time I literally was like, I might need to get my legs amputated right now. They do not feel okay. I've never felt that level of limbs being asleep. But anyway, that was like a lot for me. I just like really went the fuck off right there. And now I'm tired. But we haven't even really gotten started with the episode yet because we haven't even done the word of the day yet. So let's get into the word of the day, shall we?
The stupid genius word of the day is paresthesia. Paresthesia is an abnormal sensation, typically tingling or pricking. You know, that pins and needles feeling that can occur when your limbs fall asleep. Quick note, paresthesia is not the sickness of forgetting about Paris. There's no word for this. Yeah. Okay.
You know why there is no word for forgetting about Paris? Because no one fucking forgets about Paris. I'm serious. If you go to Paris, you will never forget that shit. Paris is literally one of my favorite cities in the whole world, and I know everyone and their mother and grandmother say that. But I'm not kidding. When I went to Paris, it changed my life. This podcast episode has nothing to do with Paris, but I heard the word Paris and it triggered me, and now I just want to go on a whole rant about Paris. But I'm not going to do that, because then everyone's going to get mad and they're going to be like, Emma, you literally cannot stay on one topic for more than 5 minutes. We're unsubscribing from the podcast. And then I'm going to say, no, please stay. And then it's going to be this whole mess. So let's talk about paresthesia or whatever. So I hate this feeling. The pins and needles, absolutely not. The squatty potty makes me feel this sensation on a consistent, almost daily basis. So I'm not going to act like it's foreign to me. But yeah, I mean, I'm not a fan of it. The question that we're trying to answer today, though, is why does that feeling happen? Why do your limbs fall asleep? Why? I don't know. That's the whole point of the podcast, is figuring it out. So let's get into guest number one. I feel like every element of our body is smarter than we think. You know, our limbs may not have brains in them, but they're a whole working system, right? Like, they have veins, they have nerves, they have meat in them. It's a whole working system, right? So let's say you're sitting in one spot. No, do you know what? Let's use an example of what we were talking about earlier. Let's say you're sitting on the squatty potty, right? You're on your phone. You're pushing out a little something. And you're not really moving your legs because you're sitting on the toilet. Like, there's no reason to be moving your legs. It's just they don't move. So 20 minutes go by. You've been on the toilet for 20 minutes. Your legs have been in the same position for 20 minutes. Your legs, being the working systems that they are, were like, we're not being used right now, so we're just going to peace the fuck out. We're going to bed. Fuck you. You're not using us right now. You're just sitting on the squatty potty being a fucking idiot. You're not even pooping anymore. You're just on your phone, like on Twitter, like laughing at memes and like texting them to your friends. And your friends don't even fucking want to see those memes. Okay? And so now you're just wasting our time and we're going to bed. We're just going to relax. We're shutting down on you because you're not using us. You're just neglecting us while you're, you know, we could be in a way more comfortable position somewhere else, but no, you have us propped up on this squatty potty in an uncomfortable position and you're not even using us and we're going to bed. We're shutting down. So guest number one, I mean, this was short, but my other two are kind of long. So like, I just had to get this one out of the way or else it would just feel incorrect. So guest number one is that when you're not using your legs, they won't work for you. Okay. And they just go to bed, they take a nap and they start regenerating almost as an act of rebellion against you because you're not using them for their job. And that's their job, is to do things. Yes or no? Okay, whatever. You know what? Guest number one's always wrong. An episode will never come out where guest number one is right. I can guarantee you that. Because we have to start out a little stupid. That's how it is. Guest number two. Let's get into guest number two now. This one's going to be a little more complex, so hold your horses, okay? Let's give another scenario where your legs fall asleep. Or arms, whatever. Your limbs fall asleep. Okay, let's say you're sitting and you're watching a movie, right? And you're laying on your own arm and your legs are not moving. They're in the same spot the whole time you're watching the movie because, you know, you're not in a popcorn mood. So your hand's not moving to get the popcorn, right? So you're just in the same spot for 2 hours and you don't move. You're laying down on your arm. Your leg is all in the same spot. Whatever. Moral of the story is you're not moving for 2 hours because you're watching a movie, right? You get up and all of your limbs are asleep. Why? Why is that? Well, let me tell you what I'm thinking here. So, as I said earlier, your body is like a system, you know, and it's not intelligent in the way of having like a brain or like thoughts, but it's like, it's a really complex system. Like your body is like, it's not just simple. Like it's a moving, working system. And that can mean that it can make a mistake, right? Like systems make mistakes. So what I'm thinking is, you're laying down and you're watching a movie and your body's like, is this motherfucker sleeping or no? Because they're laying down and they haven't moved in 2 hours. So like, are they sleeping? I don't know. Your body is like, the system starts getting confused and it's like, okay, so like, is she sleeping? Is she watching Beauty and the Beast for the third time that day because she's just not having a good day? Like, what's going on here? And your body can't figure out whether you're sleeping or not, so it just guesses. It's like, all right, it's been 2 hours. She hasn't moved. I think she could be awake, but I don't know. So I'm just going to start going to bed. So next thing you know, all the limbs start going to sleep. Because your body thinks that you're sleeping because you haven't moved, when in reality, you're just watching Beauty and the Beast for the seventh time that day because, I don't know, God knows why. Why are you doing that? So the second guess, to wrap it up, is that your body can't tell if you're sleeping or not, so it just assumes that you're sleeping, and then it goes to sleep. And the reason why the feeling is so unfamiliar when you get up is because normally, when all your limbs would be asleep, well, it's because you're sleeping. But this time, your body mistaked you for being sleeping. That sentence was really badly done grammatically. Why did I just say that like that? Grammatically. But your body thinks that you're sleeping. And so then when you get up, it's like goes into shock mode because it's like, oh my God, wait, I thought you were sleeping. What the fuck? Ah, and then it goes pins and needles. Ah, what the fuck? And then, yeah. Okay, that was guess number two.
What are we thinking?
I kind of really felt that one too. I was kind of feeling that one. But what can you do? It's life, you know? Okay, last but not least, we have guest number three. I feel really fucking good about this one. Not gonna lie, I feel like this one is like kind of taking a more scientific route. That's kind of the what we do on here every single fucking time. Third guess, we're going crazy and we're gonna get scientific with it, all right? So that's what we're doing. All right, guess number three. Let's get into it.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Imagine you find something that you love. Maybe you see your friend wearing a cool t-shirt and you're like, oh, I want that. And then they give you the website and you go onto it and it just doesn't feel quite right. That doesn't make you wanna buy that t-shirt. A good website is crucial when it comes to selling your product or a brand. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. It's okay if you don't know the first thing about design. You can choose from professionally curated layouts with the Squarespace blueprint. Squarespace even has AI that can help you kickstart or update your website copy. If you're selling products, Squarespace makes checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment methods. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial and save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain with the code Emma.
Okay, so here's my guess. This is like really, really, really digging back into my brain to my freshman year biology class, which I loved that class. That was probably my favorite science class I've ever taken. I loved biology. That was my shat. Although I would never want to take a biology class again. Sounds like, But we're going to dig deep and find my knowledge from that class. Okay, let's see what we can do here. So the way that your limbs stay functioning is by blood flow, right? Actually, don't answer that. I don't know. Maybe not. But I'm pretty sure, yeah, because your blood's flowing through your limbs and bringing oxygen to your limbs, because your limbs are not close to your lungs. They're like the farthest away from, you know, like the oxygen has to travel farther to get out to your limbs because they're far out. Whereas like your heart or even like your brain, that's close to your lungs. It's not a long path to get oxygen to those areas. Whereas your limbs, it's harder for your body to get oxygen out there to keep your limbs functioning properly. Now, here's what I'm going to say. If you sit or lay or whatever in one spot for too long, you're not moving around. You're not keeping the circulation going. So your body is not able to get oxygen to your limbs as easily because you're not moving around and or you're cutting off the circulation with one of your limbs because you're like laying on it. So then like the blood has trouble getting through the veins to get to your where it needs to go. I'm stretching here, but I could be onto something. I don't really care. I'm doing my best. I haven't taken biology class in 4 years. What do you expect me to do? Like, expect me to like regurgitate this perfectly? I'm not perfect, but I'm trying. My broad guess here is that when your limb falls asleep, it's because the circulation in your limb is not as good as it normally is because of the position that your body is in. And it makes you feel tingly because your fucking body feels like it. It's like, I'm not being oxygenized and now I'm going to start being tingly. Right? Yes or no? How was that guess? Yeah! Yes! Oh my God, you would think that this whole podcast was staged because I always get it right the third guess. But it's, I swear to God, I swear to literal God, this is all done improvised. I'm not kidding you. Believe me when I say it. Okay, let's hear what the actual answer is.
I'm Professor Flula Borg, here with the answer to why do limbs fall asleep? We've got nerves running through our bodies that act as lines of communication between the brain and the other body parts, transmitting commands from the brain and relaying sensory information back to it for processing. With a sleeping limb, your nerves are going a little bit haywire because prolonged pressure has actually cut off communication between the limb and the brain. Pressure puts the squeeze on nerve pathways and blood vessels, so the nerves cannot transmit signals properly, and the blood vessels cannot bring oxygen and nutrients to the nerves. We usually try to wake it up by changing positions. Blood flows back to the limb, giving a little boost to the misfiring nerves and making the tingling seem worse, but eventually the nerve signals begin to flow properly once more. I'm Professor Flula Borg, and that was the stupid genius answer of the day.
Okay, so I was like basically right, but I didn't like word it as well as I could have. Like I didn't really mention a lot of nerve info in that. But I'm going to still give it to me because I feel like I was thinking that. I was thinking about the nerve element, but I just didn't say it because like, you know, like I was like sick that day and like I just forgot to say that. But I knew that. So moral of the story is, episode number whatever we're on at this point, I'm getting crazy good at this. Next episode I film, I'm definitely going to fuck up because that is how my life works. The second I start to feel confident about something, the universe is like, aww. You know? So anyway, now that I know about this, I feel like next time I'm sitting in one position for a long time, I'm going to start switching up my positions. Like literally, like subconsciously, because now I know why my limb is falling asleep, and I don't want it to be doing that. So I'm just gonna start moving around a lot. Like I've been sitting in one, like actually my left leg's literally falling asleep because I've had my legs crossed this whole episode. So I'm gonna fix that. This is why I like, probably my legs fall asleep because I sit like this and shit. Like I wish that you guys could see how I'm sitting. I literally have my legs fully twisted around on themselves. Like they're like double twisted around. It looks like I'm doing like the tree pose with like yoga. Like, but I'm like sitting and I'm just like sitting like this comfortably. I was like editing a vlog last night and I was ordering room service in the vlog. And all of a sudden I repositioned myself from the position I was sitting in. And one of my legs was bent. Okay, I'm like laying down. Let me like try to set the scene here. I'm laying down, propped up against a pillow. One of my legs, my left leg is bent upwards. My right leg is like, I'm trying to literally do it so I can like picture it. My right leg is like at a 90 degree angle resting on it. Does that make sense? And then my arm was weaved underneath my leg and I was on my phone in the video. And I didn't even notice that I was doing that. And like all of my friends, family, like everyone I know is like, why are you doing that with your body? It's not comfortable. I'm like, maybe not for you, bitch. But for me, I actually really enjoy to sit like this. And what is it to you? Oh my God, that scared me. Anyway, but yeah, so that's irrelevant. I think we're done talking about limbs being asleep for now. I think you guys get the idea. So let's now get to the portion of the episode where we wind down, talk about life, vent. My favorite part of the episode sometimes. I love it. I love just talking. I have a few things I want to talk about today because why just stick to one thing? They're all like little things. Number one, in my explore page the other day on YouTube, I was scrolling through and I see a hate video for my podcast, and I'd not gotten any criticism on this podcast yet. And I was like, holy shit. I love that. Because the thing is, I didn't watch it, of course, because I don't watch hate videos. It's just stupid. You know, I feel like it was a really great wake up call for me because I saw it and I was like, what the fuck? I was like, why? Like, chill. But then I was thinking about it and I was like, at first I was like, what the fuck? Like, you know, like, are they right? And then about 0.2 seconds later, I was like, I don't even care. I was like, even if they're right, even if this podcast is the worst thing I've ever created, I don't care because I like sitting down and doing it. I enjoy doing it, right? So even if they hate it, I don't care because I'm having fun. And that's something I want you to take with you today. I sound like a Soul Cycle instructor. Literally at the end of the class, you're like, don't forget to be yourself. And that's something you need to be taking with you for the rest of the day. And then I'm like, oh, fuck. Literally happened to me this morning. That was me this morning. But I'm going to say the same thing now to you, saying that, like, if you're enjoying what you're doing, who gives a literal big fat poopy what anyone says about it? Because the thing is, like, I love making YouTube videos. I love doing this podcast. I love, what else do I love? Okay, well, there's probably other stuff, but like work-wise, or like not work-wise, that's a bad way to put it, but like, you know, things that I consistently do-wise. I enjoy doing those things. So if people are hating on it, I'm like, all right, well, that blows, but because I like doing it, it doesn't really hurt my feelings as bad. Moral of the story is, if you can find a way to love what you're doing, then when people criticize it, it doesn't hurt as bad. It doesn't sting as bad. So anyway, that's that. I'm not going to ever watch that girl's video because, not because I don't want to know what she has to say about it, but because I just don't really want to give her that view. So, yeah. Anyway, if you're the one that made the hate video, listen up. Keep doing you. I love what you're doing. You're speaking your mind in a negative way. I love what you're doing. You're bringing a lot of positivity in this world. Positivity. You're bringing a lot of positivity into this world. And I love that about you. You are so brave. Hating on things is so brave, isn't it? Because being positive about stuff is so hard, right? I don't know. Anyway, keep this in mind. All right, moving on. Anyway, just wanted to give that person a little shout out. You know, haters are my motivators. Keep that in mind. All right, gonna get a shirt printed out at the boardwalk. Gonna go down to the fucking Santa Monica boardwalk and be like, and walk up to one of those custom t-shirt stands and be like, haters are my motivators. Put it on a shirt right now. Big block letters. Let's do it. Put a money sign on the back or some shit. I don't know. Maybe bejewel a little bit on it. You know, let's actually talk about that. Okay. I know this wasn't originally what I wanted to talk about, but I want to talk about something that like is so specific to me. And I don't know if anybody's going to resonate, if it's going to resonate with anyone, but I'm like willing to take that risk. Okay. So like, there's something about boardwalks. Okay. Like a good example, if you want to know what I'm talking about and you don't have access to a boardwalk or you've never been to anything like that, to like a beach, a kind of overpopulated beach scene that smells bad. If you've never been to anything like that, watch Jersey Shore and you'll get it. So it's like, there's something so special about the fact that every single boardwalk everywhere is the fucking same. You have the same stores, you have the same funnel cake stand, you have the same Ferris wheel, you have the same type of wood on the boardwalk, you have the same smells, you have the same fucking like random weird people that you would never see anywhere else. You have the same people that don't wear shirts ever. And also look like their skin is made out of literal leather. Like, I mean, I'm serious. You could literally take a knife and try to cut their skin and it wouldn't even move because it's just leather. Sorry, that's gross. But like, whatever. Just don't think about it too deeply. But like, boardwalks have such a specific vibe and I hate all of them. I've never enjoyed that energy. Like, I hate the t-shirt shops. I hate them. Everything in there is terrible. You have like underwear that says like, I love Venice. Or like, Santa Monica is where I like to go. Or like, haters question mark? I love those. Like shit like that. It's like, shut up. Or like, you know, like remember, oh my God, this might be way too far-fetched. But like when there was like, for every city, there was hoodies, black hoodie, white lettering, and neon splatter paint on it for like every city around the world. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Oh my God, if you know what I'm talking about, I never owned one of those, always felt left out. If I would have known that I could have just went to the boardwalk and bought one, I wouldn't have really felt so bad. Because I would have been like, okay, well, I don't even want to go to the boardwalk anyways, and I don't even want one of those hoodies anyways, and I don't know. But when somebody would come and have one that said, like, Tampa on it, like Tampa, Florida on it, all the splatter paint going on, you know, I'd be like, what the fuck? I'd be like, Mom and Dad, I literally need to travel right now so I can get one of those cool fucking hoodies. Please. And I never got one. Looking back, I'm proud. Like, I don't have any regrets. But, boardwalks suck, but I still love the beach. I haven't swam in the ocean in a long time. Kind of sad about that. Kind of want to get that going. But the problem is that the ocean is always cold. So it's like, the idea of it's really great. Then I get in the ocean and I'm like, like, that's literally the exact sound I make when I go in the ocean. And then I get cold and then I get out and then I'm sandy and then my hair's wet and then my hair gets tangled because even if I put my hair in a bun, it still gets tangled. And even if I braid it, it still gets tangled. And then I have to brush it out for an hour and then there's sand in there and then there's sand in my armpits and then there's sand everywhere. And then my bathing suit is ruined because there's now sand in my bathing suit. And then I'm sad, but then I'm happy because I'm like, oh my God, that felt so good. And then I'm like, was it really that fun? And then that's the end of that. So if anyone wants to go on a beach vacay with me, DM me. That's not supposed to be creepy. I just like want to have fun. Not like DM me. It's more of a like DM me. Actually don't. No, you can. Let's do like a squad beach getaway. Who's down? No one? Don't blame you. I like to complain when I'm on the beach a lot. I love the beach. I'm the first person to be like, man, I love the beach. But then when the sand starts getting into the equation, I'm like, why did I forget that sand was here? Like, I always forget when I go to the, when I'm talking about the beach and thinking about the beach, I forget about the sand element and how fucking annoying it is. And then I get to the beach and I'm like, oh my God, wait, this is so annoying. And the next thing I know, I'm like hyper focused on the fact that I hate sand. And then I'm uncomfortable and I'm like chafing in my armpits because there's like sand in there and like my bathing suit's like rubbing on my shoulder bones and like everything's just like, I'm getting like scabs all over my body. Like, am I just doing the beach wrong? I don't know. But the idea of the beach is a lot better than the actual beach. And then you show up and you see all the flaws. But regardless, I want to go to the beach. Okay, I think it's time for me to shut up. Like, I'm just kind of like feeling like, you know what? I'm done with me for the day. I'm literally not going to speak another word for the rest of the day. I've expressed everything I need to express. I talked enough for the whole year, basically. So I'm going to leave you guys alone. I'm going to let you guys finish off your day, whatever you're doing today. Maybe you're going to a doctor's appointment, maybe you're going to the dentist, maybe you're going grocery shopping, and maybe you are on your squatty potty and your legs are falling asleep. Now, whatever you may be doing, I hope you do it with grace and love in your heart. Amen. I sound like a soul cycle instructor. Their impact. Holy shit. Anyway, thank you for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to Stupid Genius on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to check out @RambleOfficial on Instagram for more behind-the-scenes video and content for Stupid Genius. Also, I have Stupid Genius merch out now. So if you want to check that out, go to shopemmachamberlain.com. It's on there. Also have other merch that relates to me, but I don't know. I mean, but the podcast merch is pretty sick. I just got it in the mail. It's already dirty. So I wanted to wear it today, but I couldn't because it was dirty. But it's really comfy. Great hoodie. Sick design. Haven't gotten any compliments on it yet, but that doesn't mean it's not a great hoodie. All right. I love you guys. Peace out.
I feel good.
Dad, are you singing to your cereal?
Come on, Ava. Silk almond milk starts the morning on a high note.
Silk almond milk.
With calcium, vitamins A, D, and E.
Feel plenty good.